This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, April 8th, brought to you by Ramo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Trump boosts timber harvesting, emergency U.S. food aid cut, and Trump threatens China again. Trump orders a 25% boost to timber production. President Donald Trump has issued an executive order directing federal agencies to expand U.S. timber production by 25% in 4 years. The increased harvesting is the center point of the administration's strategy on reducing wildfire risk. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said an abundance of timber has created a national forest emergency with risk of fire, insects, and disease. The order directs the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management to increase timber output, simplify permitting, and remove environmental review processes. It builds on Trump's call to unleash American energy by removing burdensome Biden-era regulations. In response, the timber industry is optimistic but still uncertain if the efforts will go far enough to tackle hurdles with regulations, litigation, and the limited commercial viability of salvaged wood. Earth Justice blasted the order as a handout to the industry, arguing the administration aims to cut down trees that serve as buffers against climate change. Keep in mind, California's national forests span about 20 million acres, or roughly 20% of the state's total landmass. With the increased threat of wildfires, Republicans have long called for expanding the timber industry to thin the forests and reduce the risk. The state is already struggling with where to send the biomass from existing forest management projects. California has about 30 mills, down from a peak of more than 100 back in the 1980s. CDFA releases strategic plan. CDFA's updated strategic plan uses climate-adapted strategies to inform department goals for the next 5 years. The update includes a new department mission statement underscoring resilient food systems and the California-grown brand. To promote new and existing markets, CDFA intends to work further with state and federal partners such as GoBiz and the Western United States Agriculture Trade Association. CDFA is also orienting future technical assistance and training opportunities for CDFA staff around pest prevention and data collection. Secretary Karen Ross says the five-year strategy aligns with the State Food and Agriculture Board's Ag Vision for the next decade. Rice industry eyes tariff protection following ITC report. U.S. rice industry is exploring avenues to secure a tariff protection from imported products after a report last month found extensive support from foreign governments is distorting the global market. USA Rice Federation, which represents the sector, is aiming to use a fact-finding report published by the International Trade Commission as a springboard for import relief, Peter Bachman, the group's president and CEO, told AgriPulse. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Ramo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Ramo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. On tap today on Capitol Hill, SNAP, ag nominees, and trade. It is a packed day on Capitol Hill. House Agriculture Committee examining the always thorny issue of helping Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients find work. Senate Ag Committee holds a confirmation hearing for two important nominees, including Stephen Vaden, nominated to be Deputy Secretary of USDA. He'll testify, as well as Tyler Clarkson, who's nominated to be general counsel. Clarkson served as deputy general counsel during the first Trump administration when Vaden was general counsel. In addition, the Senate Finance Committee will also hold a hearing on the Trump administration's trade policy agenda. U.S. Representative Jameson Greer, the USTR, will be the only witness and likely in the hot seat. Emergency U.S. food aid axed. There are new developments in the Trump administration's effort to reduce or eliminate foreign aid. The UN World Food Program says the administration has canceled emergency food assistance in 14 countries. If implemented, this could amount to a death sentence for millions of people facing extreme hunger, the WFP said in a statement. The Associated Press reported yesterday that about 60 cancellation letters had been sent over the past week. The countries affected included Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Afghanistan, and Zimbabwe. The State Department had no immediate comment. Trump delivers fresh tariff threat to China. President Donald Trump is warning Beijing that if it doesn't drop its 34% retaliatory tariffs, the U.S. will hike duties on Chinese goods another 50% starting tomorrow. Trump wrote on Truth Social, quote, "Additionally, all talks with China concerning their requested meetings with us will be terminated." But the president also teased talks with other partners on tariff reductions. Negotiations with other countries, which have also requested meetings, will begin taking place immediately, the president said. What matters? Well, the scope of further retaliation on U.S. exports is still up in the air. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said yesterday she offered Trump a 0-for-0 tariff deal on industrial goods, but she also reaffirmed her commitment to use all available tools to retaliate if needed. The bloc will send a list of countermeasures to U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs to members for approval this week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would eliminate some trade barriers during a meeting with Trump yesterday. He said, "I think Israel can serve as a model for many countries who ought to do the same," he said. Maine sues USDA in continuation of transgender athlete fight. The state of Maine is suing Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, claiming the department's recent freeze on funding to the state has caught child nutrition funding. The state's Attorney General Aaron Fry filed a complaint in federal court in Maine yesterday against USDA and Rollins for withholding funding used to feed children in schools, child care centers, and after-school programming, as well as disabled adults in congregate settings, that according to a news release from the AG's office. Rollins said April 2nd the freeze was imposed over Maine's policies regarding transgender athletes and told the state's governor in a letter that food for children wouldn't be affected. But the state said when the Maine Department of Education's child nutrition program tried to access several sources of funding the next day, it could not. The USDA did not respond to a request for comment. Here's today's final word. With a more pragmatic tone emerging in Sacramento, now is the time to make meaningful progress. That Ag Council President Emily Rooney, who finds hope in the state streamlining water projects and reassessing climate mandates. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, April 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.